We are in Bava Metzia. We are at the bottom of Samech Ches Amud Beis 68b. Five lines up from the bottom. B'nei Rev Ilish. Nafak alaya hushdar da'ava ksif ve'paga ba'agar paga behefsid. So the children of Rev Ilish, after Rev Ilish passed away, there was a document that came out against them, not against them, but I guess this means obligating them to pay back a debt of his. Where the document said basically that Rav Ilish accepted one of these deals that he would do the work and the half the profit would go back to the owner who provided the goods, I guess. So that's what it means here. To have a ksiv be paga ba agar, paga be hefseid. And I guess they're asking for the money. Or they are, I guess, willing to pay the loss, whatever it is, the half the loss. So Amar Rava, Rav Ilish Gavarabahu, v'yisur le'in she'lo havi safe. Rav Ilish was a great man. And he would never have given these people something wrong.
He would not have fed another person with forbidden food.
I guess he's referring to ribbis.
Yeah. So
he wouldn't have caused anyone to sin by giving them ribbis.
So I think what it means is that they would have definitely been paying him for his labor. Or I guess they're explaining that the shtar means. If what it means is to split the profits or the losses, so then that would be right, what we talked about yesterday, which is, you know, a ribbis of his work that he's giving extra. So what does that mean? Na ma nafshach, I palga bagar tre tilse behefsit. If you're saying that they should each get half of the profits, I guess. So then, trey tilse behefsid, 2/3.
Either one of them would bear half the loss, and the deal would be one of them would bear half the loss, and the other 2/3 of the profit. So it was not proportionate.
How would that happen? Because he's putting work in.
If the venture makes money, mm-hmm. they make it go both ways. If the venture makes money, Rav Ilish makes half the profit. Mm-hmm. The other guy gets half the profit. If the venture has a loss, Rav Ilish takes 2/3 of the loss, and the other guy takes 1/3 of the loss.
Why would he take 2/3 of the loss?
Or then they switch it around, or maybe it's the other way around.
You're saying that's what they're proposing would have been the case?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so meaning that the others would only get 1/3. Okay, so I paga behefsid trey tilse be'agar, meaning that they would give Rav Ilish a bigger piece. He wouldn't lose out. Amrav Kana Amirta Amrita Lishmaita Kamed Rav Zvid Minarada. The Amrali Dilmar Rav Ilish Tovel Imo Betzir Hava. Maybe he was getting the minimal amount of food from them. And you already got that payment. The Amr of Nachman Halach Rabbi Yehuda. So presumably that's how Rav Ilish paskened, or Rav Ilish followed. So Amri Lei, Lav Hilchasa Itzmar, Elashita Itzmar. When Rav Nachman... Rav Nachman was saying that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda... that the halachas like them, he didn't mean that we paskin like them. Rather, it means he was just saying they all have the same shita in the sense that we're lenient about schar iska. Hachanami mistarbet ilotema hachilam lelemichshav lemeimar halacha halacha lema halacha kreb Yehuda demeikum mikulu. Okay, I'm not really understanding that phrase, but basically, why does it say halachas like him. He should have just said halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that we're lenient across the board. And then we know that we're lenient for everything else also. Okay, I still don't hear it 100%, but Amarav, Mosar Shlish Bischarcha. If someone gives an animal to a shepherd, and the hope is that they are going to split the profits, the extra third should go as the salary. Harizah Mutzer. If a person says, let's split it, but you get the extra third. I don't exactly know what this extra third is.
Excess above a third. Let's say the
we'll split 100 in profit, it happens to be 150.
If the profit is 33%, if it's a 33% profit, we'll split that 50-50. But if it's more than 33%, you get the excess. If it's a 40% profit, you get the...
A mosar shlish, meaning anything above a third more. Okay, I get that. So, okay, that's actually an incentive, right? The guy gets to keep anything more than a third profit. But I guess the point is he doesn't get anything else. Even if it does not provide more than a third, there's still no, according to Rav, there's no ribis here. Because,
no, yeah, this is right. You're right. He gets nothing.
If it's not more than that, so then he gets nothing for his work. I guess that's Ribbitz Mitzad Echad. I don't know. Ushmuel Amar Lo Matza Moser Shlish Yel Chaveso Rekan. And Shmuel says, if he doesn't make more than a third, Yel Chaveso Rekan, it's a question. El Amar Shmuel Kotzeis Lo Dinar. He has got to give him at least one dinar. Beyond the splitting of the profit. V'sava Rav, ain't kosten? Does Rav believe he doesn't get anything? Ain't kosten lo dinar. V'amar Rav, resh egla lepatuma. Resh egla lepatuma.
Give him the calf's head.
What's patuma?
The head of the calf goes to the fattener. In other words, the herdsman who fattens a calf in an iska undertaking receives the head as his wage.
And the rest is shared 50-50.
I don't really get it. He gets the head, like, to eat from it? What does that mean? Literally the head?
I think there's some meat on it.
Uh-huh, like the cheek and the... stuff like that. Okay.
In the old days before mankind
disease. I think I don't want to hear what you're about to say. I get it. They eat parts of the head. Yeah. I think I have a... Isn't there something called sweet breads or something that's...
Pancreas.
Oh, that's pancreas? I thought it was brain.
No, they used to eat... But they, I think brains were just called brains.
Oh, yeah?
I remember them for sale. I mean...
Really?
Sitting there, they look like brains.
Oof. All right. My love, de amar le moser shlish b'scharcha. Does that not mean when Rav said that, the thing about the head, doesn't that mean a case of profit splitting? So lo, the kamar le e moser shlish, iresh egla lefatuma. Well, then what would be the chiddush of that? I don't know. But says the Gemara, in understanding Rav, when he said the head goes to the shepherd, it really means only if they said so. That you'll either get the extra above the third, or you'll get the head, if it's not above a third. Yibay same, or you could say otherwise. Ki kamar Rav Moser Shlish Bischarcha Mutzer, when he said anything above a third, this phrase, if it's above a third, you get it, which means that it's below a third, you get nothing. So when he said that, Kigon de Isle Behemel Dide, that's when the shepherd has his own animal. And I guess he's benefiting from his animal not having to do as much. Dharma inchi gabel lesora gabel lesori. Meaning you're already working for your animal with all the food you're giving him. Just
no additional labor give to. Until, and therefore,
oh, that's what it means.
Arrangements is permitted. Although I even doubt that that's true. The
fact yeah, that it can't be no extra.
It's got to be
a little bit, at least a little bit. I mean, I guess you can do a 2-for-1 for a lot of things, you know. You know, the dinners, you'll just, you know, make a little extra food, put it in front of 2 instead of 1, but you still have to bring it out. You still have to, you know, put it to sleep. I don't know. Rabbi Elazar Mehar Gronia, Zavin Behema, Vyav Leali, Darisalim Fatimle. He gave the animal to a
sharecropper.
I'm going to say sharecropper. I always feel like I get that mixed up. A sharecropper in order to fatten it up. And then afterwards they would split the profits. Does this mean, like, I know we keep saying this, does this mean they're going to sell it, the meat of the animal? Like, what profits are we talking about? By the sheep, we were talking about the wool. Here, I guess fattening it up sounds like they're selling the meat.
Right. Yeah.
And then, so right now, if they slaughtered the animal and sold the meat, it'd be one price, which I guess they can evaluate, or they can
skinny little calf.
Right. Exactly.
A giant.
Yeah. Right. So now, then the deal is that they would split it. And he gave him the head, which I guess is not sold when you slaughter. They don't sell that on the market, so they just give him the head.
It's just probably less valuable.
Right, right, okay. So they just figured give him the head. So then Resh Ba'agre, he gave him the head as the salary for the, you know, the for his efforts. Yav Palga Ravcha, Viyav Haraga, and then he gave him half of the profits. Amar Lei Divisu, and the sharecropper's wife, he mishtataft Bahadei, if you give him half the money, Yahiv Lach Nami Al Yasa, he should give you also the tail?
Yeah.
Azal Zavin Bahadei. Wait, so this did not actually happen yet, or it did happen?
It sounds like he went and did it.
Azal Zavin Bahadei. Wait, at the...
Yeah, so now this is a new
end. A new one. Okay, fine. That's what I'm asking. So he went and got a new one. Paligleb me al yasa. As opposed to... in addition to the head? I don't know what's going on.
They've entered into another relationship, right, with Rav Elazar. Now when it's time to distribute,
right,
Rav Elazar divided the tail with the sharecropper.
Right.
In other words, he didn't just give it to him.
They divided it?
Yeah.
Paligle ma'al yosa. Okay. Interesting. He gave him only half. Amar le ta niflige l'resha. Let's split the head. Amar le hashta kme karanami lo.
So the sharecropper says, will you not now even give me as much as before?
Oh, Rabbi Elazar said, let's split the head. And he said, wait a second, you're not even giving me what I got last time.
We split the tail and...
Right, right. Now I wanted the whole tail and we only split it. How much is in the tail? I don't know. But then he said...
doesn't matter. I think it's just...
Oxtail, I get it.
I think it's all just illustrative.
It could be, yeah. Right. I know oxtail's a thing. It's just like not much relative to the head. So I'm going to hash to Mekar Namilo. And I didn't even get what I got before. Amar le, adha idna zuze didi havu. All the money was mine. And you accepted achrayas for half the animal. So therefore it was like a loan. I'm loaning you the animal to do the work. So ilo hava yahivna lach tfei porta. If I didn't give you a little bit more, merci kribis. I'm just using your employment without paying for it. And therefore, I'd be taking more from you than what I gave you. But hasha shutfe anan. But now we're actually partners. This wasn't a lending. I didn't give you my animal to fatten it up.
We're 50-50 partners.
We're partners. And you happen to be the one doing the work. Hasha shutfe anan. My kamart. So says my kamart. Tarachna tfe porta. I put in more effort, Rabbi Elazar is saying.
In other words, he's saying, what can you say to me that you put in more effort?
Right, it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Amri Inshi, Stam Arisa Lamari Ara Kamishaved Nafshe La Tuyele Raya. A regular sharecropper will put in the effort to... What is it, to graze the animal?
To find it in the land.
I don't understand the analogy or the statement.
I don't either.
You're the sharecropper. The sharecropper's responsibility in the arrangement is to go find the best grazing land. But it's not the person that gives you the land that has to find it for you.
The slight additional work done by the Aries is really an unexpressed part of the contract.
You know, you can do whatever you want in order to fatten up the animal. That's just on you. Okay.
I don't understand why they didn't agree to this as part of the partnership. As part of the partnership,
stipulate
everything.
Yeah, I mean, the first part, the first, I'm just wondering like how the arrangement was different and just wasn't expressly said, okay, now it's different. Meaning, it's one thing to not clarify the details of the arrangement. It's another thing to already have had an arrangement, to make a second arrangement and not clarify that it's different. So he's basically, the first time he just gave him an animal and said, hey, could you fatten this up? The second time he's like, okay, do you want to buy an animal with me? And then when they did the exact same thing.
I have no idea whether he came out ahead or less because now he gets, well, he got half of
it. Well, I don't know. Is half of a tail more than a half the head?
The first time he got half the profit plus the head. So
here he gets half the profit.
Half the profit on the tail.
Did he not get half a profit last time?
I think he must have gotten half the profit last time.
Too. Yeah. So he definitely came out a little less this time. I'm not really sure of the logic at the end there, but the point is they're shutfus. They're shutfim. They are partners. They are not, he's not just an animal fattener employee. Tan Rabbanan, Hashem Behemelech Havero, someone who evaluates or sort of does one of these arrangements with his friend, until when is that person obligated to continue working with this animal? When it comes to donkeys, 18 months. The godros, meaning smaller animals like a sheep, 24 months. And if the one who's raising it came to split the profits in the middle of those months, the owner of the animal can push him away and say he doesn't want to split until after the allotted time. What is that saying? That's saying that it's not different, or it's that it's just telling us that it's not different? Aval enodomati pula shalshanazu. You should know the first year's efforts are not the same as the second year's efforts. And therefore, the guy is going to be responsible to do more in the second year, even though the owner is like forcing him to do the second year. There's homachlokas here, what this means. Okay. My aval, my aval kamar. What does that mean? But the second year is better. The second year is different. Ela lefish she'eno doma tipula shalshana zulu tipula shalshana acharis. Because they're not the same, therefore what? Because they're not the same, he can push him off and say, no, this is the important year. I mean, this is the more pivotal year. So you can't just stop early. Okay, Tani, it says, Hashem behemel chavero ad masa chay letapa bevelados. Until when is he responsible to take care of the children? Meaning, I agreed to take care of the animal, not the kids of the animal. So, bedaka shloshim yom, 30 days, v'gasa chamishim yom. Rabbi Yossi, so he has to do 30 days for a smaller animal, 50 days for a bigger animal. Bedaka, Rabbi Yossi Omer Bedaka, Shloshim Chadash, Shloshim Chadashim, Mibnesha Tipula Meruba. You have to do more work for smaller animals. My Tipula Meruba, Mibnesha Shineha Dakos, because the teeth are small and therefore it's harder for them to eat. And they have to do more nursing, and that means that he has to work harder for them to eat in that way. Mikan ve'elch says the Brayis, notal mechza shalo v'chatzi mechza b'shel chavero. After this time, whatever this, 30 days or 50 days or 3 months, So after that time, half of it he keeps, and half of the half of his friend he also keeps. Meaning he's done more work than he should be, and therefore after this time period, he gets three quarters of the profits. I assume that's what it means. I don't exactly know what the profits are in these cases. Maybe it's the wool, maybe it's the meat. I don't know. Yeah, I guess he just earned the right for that. So Rav Menashe Bar Gada Shakal Mechta Shelo V'Chati Mechta Shebishel Chavero. So Rav Menashe had exactly this case, and he was taking three quarters. His half and half of the other person's half. Also, I guess this is talking about the vlad that he's now raising for more than 3 months or more than 50 days, whatever. Also, comment by Amarle Man Palaglach. What does that mean? Who split it up this way? Man palag va'od makom shnagel gadel hu utina makom shnagel gadel yagdilu, which is apparently what we'll see on the next amud. I think Abaye's point is you did this on your own. It's not necessarily always the case. In this case, Abaye is basically saying you didn't establish that from beforehand. That is a halacha, but it's only if it's done with proper, I don't know, guidance from a beis din or something. Hanhu tre kusai, there were two Samaritans.
Yes.
De avid iska bahade adade. They had this working relationship. Or they were, I can't tell if they were partners, if one of them's
share,
employee.
Share
it says it's an ISCA partnership.
Okay. So both of them are giving a certain amount of money, and they're both working on it. And they'll share whatever comes or whatever goes. Azil chad minayo polig zuze blodate de chavrei. One of them went and they split the money without the friend being there, without him being aware of the split. And then he went and he took his money and did something with it. And the whole time, the other person didn't know about what happened. Also, the commentary of Papa, Amar Lei, my nafkamina, Chachim Amar of Nachman, Zuzei commanded pligi damu. The money that you get is like it's already split. And each one should just take their money whenever they want. But Lashana, the next year, Zavon Chamra Bahadeh Tadeh, they bought, these Samaritans both bought wine barrels
in partnership
in order to sell them in the market. Kam Idach, the other one.
Again.
Kam Idach, I think it's the other one, no?
Yeah, the other
one. The other one now, Paligle Blodati Dachavre. Now he, getting back at his friend, took his share without the other person knowing. Asul Kamadir Rav Papa Amar Lei Man Paliglach. Rav Papa said, "Who said you could split it?" Amar Lei Kachazina Debasu Didika Asimar.
You're just
every time you're passing against me. The last time you're passing with my friend. This time you're passing with him too. Even though I did the same thing he did. So Amar Rav Papa, obviously there's something different going on. Kahai Gav Navad Etzarach Lo Due. When it comes to the profit of sales? Is that what we're talking about?
No. All this is him saying...
Oh, he's just saying, oh yeah, you're right. I should explain myself.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to explain it. So Zuze, when it comes to money and you're just splitting the pot, Mishakol Tave Vishave Chasre. Are there coins that are more valuable than other coins? It's money. Money is money is money. So Amalei, low. All the coins are better. All the coins are basically the same. So Amalei, so Rav Papa says back. Chamra, however, kule alma yadi ti ikat devasim, vi ikat lobasim. When it comes to wine, everybody knows there are better wines and worse wines. So to split the wine would be very different from splitting coins. It's not like you're just taking a bunch of quarters and splitting them. In that case, okay, you get this much and you get this much. But if you take wine and you split this barrel and that barrel, so that barrel could have been the better barrel.
This is the dirty cake versus dirty money analogy that a professor, you
it's
know,
like a well-known thing.
A Crowley once, you know, like, would you still take this money if, you know, put dirt on it? And
right. You could always
would
just,
you take this cake if I put,
right.
you know?
It's a qualitatively different product. Gufa. Amar Rav Nachman Zuzei Kaman DePoli DePligei Damu. Rav Nachman says, Zuzei Kaman DePligei Damu, meaning the money is already split. You don't need to sort of split it with each other. Hani Mili B'Tavei B'Tavei. That's if the money is good. But Tekule U'Tekule. Or if both the monies are, damaged coins. I don't know. Aval Tavei U'Skule. U'Tekule means... not damaged, like cool, but tekule meaning like they're
good
weighted.
Coins and some heavy ones, the rule doesn't apply.
They were all good and they were all weighted properly, meaning they weren't like chipped and missing weights of silver or something. About tavei tekule, low. But if they're good, but if some of them are. Okay, these are two different things. Tavei means. They're just nice coins.
The way he explains it, some coins of a particular mint were preferred to others for current use. They were considered good. There's nothing really inherently about
okay.
it. People prefer...
It's a pretty quarter versus a the proper weight in silver or something.
More widely accepted is what...
Okay.
My impression would be, you know, maybe it was, you know, now it's all euros, but people preferred... you know, German marks to Irish money, which, you know...
Right, just a better currency. That's tavei.
Which one is more widely circulated right. as opposed to those who... Let me weigh each coin.
Right.
See what
if it's based on weight, they're all the same weight. If it's based on, you know, circuitability, so then they're all the same. So that's fine. About tavei utzkule lo, but if they're all mixed, meaning some of the coins are like some of the coins are like that, so then you can't just split it because there's a greater value in the... properly minted coins or the better circular.
Today you could say people will take U.S. currency anywhere in the world.
I would
There's
think
nothing
so.
Wrong with Canadian money, but like,
right.
you know, someplace.
Everyone
like,
takes dollars.
Right. Everyone wants U.S. dollars.
Or whether that's justified or not, but yes.
Much more likely to take U.S. dollars than
right,
Canadian
right, right.
dollars, even though Canadian currency is perfectly.
Right.
Canadian.
And it could be that the dollar is not as valuable. But
system is.
Right. Everyone
is
recognizes the
sound,
dollar.
Yes.
Okay, Rav Chama hava mogar zuze bepshita biyoma. Rav Chama would, what does this mean? Rent out his money? Mogar zuze?
He rented out Zeus coins for.
Now that fee. Sounds like blatant.
What does that mean, rent
interest.
Out coins?
He rented out Ethereum Zeus on a daily basis for payment on pshita, but it doesn't give the reason.
Instead of calling it lending, he hired out money as one hires out any other commodity. Such
okay.
an arrangement, wasn't it?
Well, by the way, for those who are worried that this looks like ribbis,
yeah.
keep going.
Okay.
Blatant ribbis.
Kalu zuze de revichama, and then he lost all the money?
Yep, because it was ribbis.
Oh, we're saying that was consequential?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was, you know, that's what, I guess, Hashem made happen or something. Husavar maishna mimara. He figured, wow, is this different from...
A spade?
Mara is a spade. He's just like, it's a thing, just like any other thing. It happens to be used as money. And says Gemara, Velohi, it's not true. Mara, hadravena, you can give back the spade. Vidia p'chase, and you can see if it's usable or it's not usable. And therefore, it's not really a problem of ribis because you can get the same thing back. Zuze lo hadrabeinai.
I think it's also saying that you can take a fee because there's wear and tear involved. In the
right, you can see. Right, you can see the use of it, and if it went
so,
up or
so
down,
you know where it's going here. But coins,
You don't necessarily know. Lo hadrabeinaihu, beinaihu. You don't get the same coins back, and therefore lo yadia p'chase. You can't really compare how much the value of the coins, even if it's the same title amount. You know, this is $100. It's still it's unclear. You know, the value of the coins or the value of the weights and stuff like that. So Amar Rav Ashari le inchi le inish le meimar le lechavre helach arba zuze ve'ozve le planya zuze. go take 4 zuz.
You have 4 zuz. Go and lend money to so and so.
A person is allowed to say to someone else, you have money, go use it.
No, take my 4 zuz and lend them to so and so, because the Torah forbade only usury, which comes from the borrower to the lender. So in this case, the interest would go from the borrower to the lender, that is Rava's friend.
Who's the lender?
I guess Rava's the lender, but the interest isn't going to him.
I don't understand. I don't think so. I think
a person, Rava is saying.
I think this person is just a middleman.
Rava is saying that a person is allowed to say to his friends.
Does that help anything? I mean, what trick are they trying here? What's the trick?
What's the benefit of this?
I understand Rav's comma's transparent trick, but what's Rava's trick?
I think Ad Kan, the simplest way you can understand this is the borrower wants to pay back the lender, and he gives it to somebody else to pay back.
It says here, a benevolent person of his own initiative gives a gift to a prospective lender as an inducement to accommodate a certain borrower with a loan. I'm not following.
Helech arba zuzei ve'ozvei leplani zuzei. He says, okay, lo asr Torah el ribis haba min halove lamalve. It's basically if I say to David, hey, David, can you give Aaron a loan? And there might be some ribbis problem with it, but because I'm the lender and David's the one giving it, it's not a problem?
That's what it seems.
Or it's the other way around. I am paying off David's loan to Aaron. Like David owes money to... No, I owe money to Aaron. I give it to David to pay for me. Instead of me giving it to Aaron and then there's a ribbis problem, I just give it to David. And in case there's a ribbis problem, it's going to be taken care of because it's only a ribbis problem if I pay directly to the malva. That's what it sounds like. I don't know why, but that's what it sounds like. V'yamar Rava, shari leila inish lemer amar leila chavre shakalach arba zuzei v'emar leila ploinu leila zvan zuzei. Take 4 zuz for yourself and say that he should give me a loan. My time, a schar amira kashakil. He didn't give it to the lender.
He's just taking payment for speaking to the lender. Again, agent fee is the middleman.
Seems legitimate because the lender absolutely does not get the money. The middleman gets the money.
Well, he gives it to the person, no? I don't know. He had the Abba Mar Bered Rav Papa Havashakal Ugna Dekira. He would take wax?
Discs of wax from wax merchants.
Mikira A, the Amar Leila Avua Ozfinhu Zuze, and he said to his father to lend him money.
Lend them money.
The wax makers?
And then persuade his own father to lend the wax makers money.
In other words, Papa, what's the problem?
The real problem here, right. I think, is it's in the family. Money. Unlike the first case where it wasn't necessarily
that is the difference. But I'm just wondering the transaction here. Amru le Rabbanu le Rav Papa, the Rabbanu said to Rav Papa, Achel Berei Demar Rabisa, the son of...
Your son.
Your son is eating ribis because he took from the borrowed...
He took from the borrower's
wax, which the father lent money for.
The father lent money to these wax dealers.
Right, and now he's just taking wax. Amar lo kol ki hai rabisa nechol, lo asr Torah el rabis haba milo v'lamave, hacha schar amira kashakil v'shari. The only problem, midaraisa, is when the borrower gives directly to the lender. And here, I'm not the one that's involved in the loan. I'm just the middleman, and therefore there's no ribbis here.
The reason why this smells worse than Rava's case is because it's in the family. It's not just...
Right, it's more directly involved with the person.
It's not Rava saying...
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, we are late today. All right, I have to make up tomorrow.